listening to Abiding Hope Church's podcast of our weekly sermons. For more information about our church, please visit abidinghope.org.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, the 25th chapter. Jesus said, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he replied, 'Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, you know neither the day nor the hour.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you. In the name of our risen Savior, Jesus the Christ. So daylight savings time ended last weekend, which means that the sun now officially sets in Littleton at 4:50 p.m. 4:50. That's early. And I live up against that hogback, and the sun is down behind that by about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Some of the kids in our area aren't even out of school by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But by the time they get home off the bus, it feels like they should just put on their pajamas and get ready for bed. The end of daylight savings time is rough, because from here on out, at least until winter solstice, the days will get shorter. The nights will get longer, and everything will get colder. It's enough to make you just want to crawl back into bed and hibernate the winter away. At least that's how I always feel at the beginning of this long, dark season. But then I think about all of the things that I would miss if I did that. Soon, Christmas lights will be going up on trees and houses. They'll be there to greet me as I pull into my neighborhood. And they'll remind me how thankful I am for the blessing of a home. And there's soup, so much soup in the winter to make and share with family, friends, neighbors, with my small group. We'll gather together at tables to share conversation and a warm meal. And it will remind me how thankful I am for the blessing of community. And then there's all the ways that we'll worship together in the coming weeks. Soon there'll be blue Advent banners, which I love, and the ever-increasing light of the Advent wreath, which I also love. And there will be old songs and older stories about angels and stars and a little town where God's love becomes made incarnate. And all of that will remind me how thankful I am for the blessing of faith. I don't want to miss any of that. So I guess I will stay awake and watch for the good things that come in this dark season. Because there are many good things that come in the dark. In 2014, an Episcopal priest named Diana Butler Bass published a book called Learning to Walk in the Dark. In it, she explored the literal, symbolic, and theological importance of the night and the dark. In her book, Bass suggests that we learn things from the dark that we could never learn from the light. She says that we meet God and come to know God in dark places in ways that we could never meet and get to know God in the light. And I think that that is absolutely true. Diana Butler Bass would probably get along pretty well with the wise bridesmaids in our gospel text today, because they have a similar lesson for us. Our text today is a parable, the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. Jesus is sharing this story with his disciples to help them understand the reign of God. He begins by saying, the kingdom of heaven will be like this. But he's not talking about the after you die kind of heaven. He's talking about God's activity in the here and now. He tells them a story then that sounds odd to our modern ears. In the story, 10 women, 10 bridesmaids, go out into the night to wait for the arrival of a bridegroom. Their job is to light up the bridegroom's path with oil lamps so that everyone can see that he's coming and can join in the celebration. But the women fall asleep waiting for the bridegroom to arrive. And suddenly at midnight, they are awoken by a shout announcing that the bridegroom has come. And this is their big moment. This is what the women have been waiting for. So they grab their lamps and they venture further into the dark of night to light up the way. Unfortunately, half of the group had let their light go out, so they weren't there. They weren't prepared to usher in the kingdom of God when it arrived. This parable invites us to be alert and awake to the unexpected ways that the reign of God breaks into our lives and our world. It also reminds us that the inbreaking of God often occurs when we least expect it, in the darkest and most difficult parts of our life. Those times when we feel lost, alone, broken, that's often when God shows up in the most miraculous ways. But it can be kind of hard to see when you're in the middle of it. So it helps to have someone else there to hold out a light. Those people are lamp bearers. Like the women in our story, they draw our attention to the kingdom come, and they help us see what God is up to in the world. I feel like for the last 3 weeks, we've seen videos of lamp bearers, people who have showed us how God has worked through this community to bring healing and hope to incredibly difficult circumstances. I'm thankful for Kevin and Rachel and our refugee team for pointing out the ways that God showed up for them in difficult days. That's one of the things that we do as a church, you know. We bear witness. We venture into the darkness of our own lives and the darkness of our world, and we say boldly, God is here too. God is with us in our grief, in our suffering, in our hopelessness, in our hurt. Just as God is with the poor and the vulnerable and the devastated in our world, God is here too, and all is not lost. We say, look in the glow of my little lamp, and you will see a God of love and life at work in the world. I'm thankful for all of the lamp bearers in this community, and for all of the ways that I see God at work in and through you. And there are so many ways. The inbreaking of God happens through our ministries here at the church, through the work of our preschools, through the service that we do out in the community, through our mission partners across the world, and through the ways that you reveal and reflect the love of God in your own life. The ministry of this congregation truly matters. And your little light makes a difference as we try together to help the world see that love and life really do win. All of the ways that I see God at work in the world through you remind me of the blessing of this church. How thankful that I am that this congregation is in my life, in my family's life, and active in this community. You know, there are so many people out there stumbling around in the darkness, hoping to get just a glimpse of a God of grace, a God of love, a God of transformation and hope. We can help them see that in the crucified and risen Christ and in the body of Christ that is abiding hope. We can be lamp bearers and light bearers for others. The five wisest bridesmaids in our parable, they got it done. They went out into the dark with their little lamps, and they ushered in the bridegroom so that everyone else could see that the kingdom had come. But how much better would it have been if there were 6 lights lit, or 7, or 8, or 10? How many more people would have noticed his coming? It takes each of us, in our own small ways, to help light the way. Because the night is long, and it is dark, but there is also so much good to see and celebrate and share. So let your light shine, because this world needs every bit of bright that we can muster. Thanks be to God. Amen.